Everyone has a story. Everyone travels a road. Some of those roads are paved, some are gravel, some are a combination. Some are superhighways. Some of us have met with sharp turns, intersections, and delays. We travel at different speeds to different destinations. On this podcast, we talk about your road to now. Welcome to Your Road to Now. Today's a little different. We're sitting down with two people. This is my first time sitting down with two people. I have Bernie Zimmer on the far right and Bruce Adams, not of the Adams family, spelt differently. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah. So typically what we do is we talk about your road to now. So this is a little bit different. So we've got a couple of roads to now, but you guys have kind of mixed your roads together along the path somewhere. How long have you guys been together now in your business there?
Actually, we started working together when my office was on Ellis Street in a building that you guys were actually in.
Right.
You were our neighbors.
We were neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And Bernie started just maybe the year before that. He spent a lot of time observing. But when we moved out, you guys took over our space.
We took the space.
Yeah, that's right.
So we kind of had that Frankenstein space. We had like, I think, three or four different offices with purple walls. And we had that great carpeting, I think, was from a 1950s ballroom or something.
Yeah, yes. You brought that big tank in and you had a waterfall coming down.
You had the horse trough or something.
That only lasted like a week because the receptionist is like, I can go to the bathroom in 5 minutes without water pouring down.
I can imagine. Yeah.
That didn't work out for sure. So yeah, we were across from a memorial.
Yeah,
and maybe explain a little bit about what you guys do first of all.
We help people manage their money. That's probably the most synthesized version of what we do. We have several different products, mostly dealing with individuals. We've just opened up a new line for ourselves, though. We're going to be doing a group benefits program in conjunction with the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses. They call it PrimaSure.
So that's health benefits for local businesses,
benefits, kind of benefits,
stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But more to what we have been doing for the past many years is managing people's money and helping them to improve their returns and reduce their risk and keep their sanity, because everybody's got their really good job that they do with whatever business they're in, and that's what we do. We're really good at finding good people to manage money and keep
so you basically look for
money
to put their money to work for them. Is that kind of the thing? Because the best employee you can have is that money guy. He doesn't complain much, and you know.
Your best employee is your money.
Mm-hmm. And he'll work 24/7.
That's right.
You don't need to give him benefits or anything like that.
That's right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We have several strategies too, where we help people, especially business people, and even just your regular person, save on taxes through different strategies. We also have so.
Nobody likes paying taxes.
Well, you know,
actually,
we don't like to pay any more than our own share. Yeah, that's right. We tell people, do you want to save on taxes? And some people go, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So just to back it up there, because nobody knows how long we were there. So you guys have been together about
10 years.
10 years now?
Yeah.
Awesome. 10 years. So you've been somewhere else before that then, Bernie? Like you were doing...
Oh, my goodness. I could go back to, you know, when I got out of school and started the sawmill in Prince George.
So you're a mill guy. I did the mill thing too.
I did the mill thing and felt like my brain was going to just like...
Where did you start at the mill? Was it like the green chain or...
Yep.
There you go.
Sure did. Pulling lumber off a green chain. Yeah. And then things started getting automated and got my grading ticket so I could grade lumber. And I was trying to get more educated and there's a real limit at a sawmill. So anyway, I went into business for myself in Prince George, had an indoor miniature golf course. And went great. Was entrepreneur of the year in like 1989.
Good for you.
And then somebody opened another one, and there wasn't room for two.
No,
so that didn't go so well. But you know, lessons in life. many different things since
get
then.
An education.
Yeah.
Well, you got out of PG. That was a good thing.
Yeah. Yes. 92. Yeah. I moved to Kelowna. Yeah. Ended up doing a few different businesses here. The latest one was before this was a renovation company for about 8 years. And then I actually did some work for Bruce on some of his homes and his businesses over the years. And then when I wanted to become a financial advisor, I called him up and interviewed him. And I mean,
yeah, yeah, it was kind of odd.
You guys seem to compliment each other. You seem to really get along well.
Yeah, I have six big brothers, and this is number seven.
Nice. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this, Bernie?
I've been doing
this. No, sorry, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce, yeah.
It's tag team. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. The thing. You got two people here now.
Yeah. Jump off the ropes. I've been doing this since 1993. Actually, prior to that, what precipitated my transition to this, I was working for a computer company that no longer exists. It's called Digital Equipment. At one time, they were the second largest computer manufacturer in the world, something like 130,000.
Was that DEC?
Yeah.
I DEC. Remember them. They were a big deal.
Yeah, they were. They were. The guy who started the company, Ken Olson, was entrepreneur of the decade, cover of Time magazine for 1990, I think, so the 80s decade. And by 1994, the company no longer existed.
I was going to say, like, where'd they go? I didn't even really notice that they're gone, but I remember they were a big deal.
Yeah, they were bought by a company called Compaq.
I remember Compaq too, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Compaq bought by HP?
I think so.
So, Digital did not manage their resources very well. So that was a very good lesson. You stay small, nimble. Yeah, you get big, you get out of control. Yeah.
So born where, though?
Oh, don't tell anybody. This is just between you and me, right?
That's right. Nobody else is going to listen anyway.
Okay. I was born in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, boy.
Toronto General Hospital.
I like how you did the Toronto when you did that.
Yeah, Toronto. Yeah.
Center of the universe.
Yeah. When I was a kid, this is what I grew up with. When anybody asks my mom for my birth date when I was a kid, she'd say, "You want the full birth date?" And people would say, "Yeah, for sure." She would launch into Friday, July 13th, 1951, 5:20 p.m., just in time for dinner, never late since. You know, and then you get to 16 and you try and put that on your driver's license. It just doesn't work.
That's it.
And yourself, Bernie, where were you born?
I was born in Port Alberni, Vancouver Island.
Well, there you go, an island boy.
Moved to PG when I was seven.
So you guys are happy in Kelowna, I take it? Happy with the view? Happy with what goes on in the city here?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love snow.
Love snow. Well, the good thing about here is it doesn't last very long.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, that four-season playground thing.
Just bought a new property in West Kelowna, 20 acres, and there's lots of snow up there right now.
That's awesome. You bought yourself an acreage up there. And so what are you going to do with that?
Well, I have a bit of a vision. I do a lot of mentoring with men. And I wanted a quiet place to be able to, you know, so what I do in my spare time, it's kind of a no charge scenario, guys that are struggling with relationships or things like that. So I spend lots of time with them, sometimes up a couple of years.
That's commendable.
Walking through and having this gorgeous, quiet place.
Kind of retreat.
To do it. Yeah.
Nice right wilderness kind of feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you back right onto the wilderness, I take it?
Yes. It's all trees and it's very secluded. Mm. It's great.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do for activities, Bruce? Like, what do you do? Like, how do you take advantage of the Okanagan?
Well, this year we've gone out up to Big White for 5 days at a stretch a couple times. Did that in December and January. Got another trip a couple of weeks from now. It's nice just to, you know, for seniors, you get the real discount on the ski pass. I remember when we moved here in 93 and we have five kids and we got the ski pass at Big White, $800 for the family. That was they charged for two adults, two kids, and the rest of the kids after that were free.
That's good value.
Yeah, it was great value. Yeah.
Well, we're lucky to live next to a world-class resort. That's pretty amazing in itself. I know that like sometimes it's more of an expensive sport, but I mean, it is a world-class resort and it's people come from all over the world to kind of ski here. So kind of lucky in that way.
Yeah. Nice people too. We always run into nice people.
It's a beautiful hill. So you guys are, you know, in the list like me, we're in the, I guess the twilight or the highlight of our years. We're kind of like, you know, we're on the top of the hill looking at the runway, I guess.
That's right.
However you want to look at it, right? So
what are you trying to say here, Jim? Go ahead. Spit it out, man.
So what, there's got to be some big moments, and let's start with Bernie. Like big moments in life, like some big mile markers or defining moments, like your road to now. Like how'd you get here?
Well, I got married young, my first marriage around 20, had three kids, got divorced when I was about 42, and got remarried about a year later to Stacy, who also had three children. So now I have six.
So you did the Partridge Family, not the Partridge Family. Yeah, what was that show called? Brady Bunch.
That's right. Yeah, the Brady Bunch. Exactly. So now we have five grandkids.
Oh, awesome. And, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So those were big moments. That was just about 13 years ago. And I think that was a real big step forward for me. Stacy's been amazing. When you go into business, it's so important to have someone who's supportive.
For sure.
And it's really helped with our business. I know that Bruce and I, everything we've set out to do, we've done. We were just talking about that earlier. You know, it doesn't always turn out exactly the way maybe you envision. Mm-hmm. And most of the times it's actually been better. Mm-hmm. Just things have happened that were just like, what? How did that come about? So it's been amazing. The business has just grown every year.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, pretty excited about it all.
And yourself, Bruce?
Oh, I started out in Toronto. Went to York University, graduated from York, and I have a degree in psychology.
Well, that helps with dealing with people, though.
Yeah. And then I moved out west and met my first wife, actually. We met in Banff. She was Swiss. And we traveled around through North America and then got married in Toronto and flew to Switzerland, lived there for part of a year, and then I decided that I wanted to get serious about life, so I went to Calgary, went to SAIT, graduated with an honors diploma in electronics engineering technology, started working for Digital Equipment, and then they went through the downsize, right size. Actually, in 1990, my first wife died from a brain tumor.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, I was pretty sorry to hear that too, but life has changed in a good way. Actually, I married my first wife twice,
interesting.
Yeah, we got married in the United Church, and then we got married in the Catholic Church, and then after she passed away, I met Roxana, and we got married in the Anglican Church.
So you're spreading it around. Yeah, you're an equal opportunist with the religion.
Next time, I think we'll get married in the Buddhist church.
Well, yeah.
And but we did this marriage course at Trinity, in the 90s. And I introduced myself to these eight couples that we were mentoring. And I said, you're probably wondering what qualifies me particularly to lead a marriage course. And I said, it's because I've been married three times and never divorced. And I said to them, I thought it was bigamy too. Ba-dum-bum.
I get right? that. Yeah, no, that's good. A lot of people probably don't get that one. But
yeah. But it's, you know, losing a spouse is a difficult challenge. We had three kids. They were 11 and under. And my oldest son has not recovered from that experience. But the other two are doing really well. And then Roxana came along with her two boys, and they're all doing really well. Yeah,
that's
been
great.
A good life. It's been a good life.
You got lots left. What inspires you? Anybody can start. Like, what's the big inspiration? Like, what gets you up in the morning? What kind of excites you? Like, what fuels the fire?
I can probably start with that. I mentioned earlier about the mentoring that I do, and I went through an experience, my first separation in my first marriage, and went for some counseling and just maturing and learning personal growth was such a profound experience for me that it imprinted this desire in me to help anyone mature, heal, to grow. You know, personal growth is the thing that just I could do it all day long, every day.
It's awesome.
And, you know, in this industry, in this business, I've learned a lot of skills, especially in the side of communication, that really help. And people know that I actually care about their financial situation. We both do. Mm-hmm. And that really shines through in our business. People, all our clients say that. Like, we're just quick to respond.
You guys are very personable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really...
And approachable.
Yeah. Right on.
Well, Bernie is.
I think you're the jokester, though.
Yeah.
It's true. No.
It's true.
No, I'm the serious guy all the time.
Yeah. He is a real mix because he is the analytic guy.
Yeah.
And the joker. So it's quite the combination. Yeah.
So more dry humor, though. More sarcastic, dry humor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's the English heritage.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what fires you up, though? Like, when you're feeling down, like, what excites you? What's getting you up?
Well, the just challenges that the business brings, that's one thing.
Challenges and opportunity.
Challenges and opportunities. When we encounter new clients, I love that because everyone's situation is so different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have such different expectations and goals. They've had different experiences, and they all want different things, but it all rounds out to, I'd like to retire and have infinite income
So you like learning people's stories?
Yeah, I like learning people's stories.
And how you can be part of them then.
And then how we can add value into that. That's what keeps me going in this business. But aside from that, I also play guitar and sing and write music. And
we could write me a jingle for this podcast then.
Gee. I'll sing harmony.
The road to now.
All right. Yeah. Shall we write it now?
Sure.
I didn't bring my guitar.
What do you think about it? You play a jingle and you write a jingle for it and we'll...
All right.
And we'll be famous.
All right. All right.
Well, famous with the three of us anyway. Well,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll be legends in our own minds. Yes.
Do you guys have guiding principles for the business and for yourselves? Is there something that you kind of have like, these are my guiding principles?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Honesty, integrity, hard work.
Those are good core values. I mean, that's kind of very similar to what Nikki and I built this business on. And I think that's kind of like an old school kind of metric for sure. And I think we kind of say that we do those, and we do it when we just apply technology to old-fashioned business values.
Excellent. Yeah, we really feel like in this industry, as an advisor, lots of times it can be hard to start out, especially, and to gain enough clientele to have the income that you need. And a lot of people are tempted to offer to their clients something that will make the advisor more money. And so that's one thing I really appreciate about Bruce and I working together is that we both have this core moral stance that we won't do that. And we keep each other honest.
Keep each other in check.
Yes.
Make sure.
It's a great team effort. My skill is more communication. He's more of the numbers and the, you know, writing skill. But together, I think we got it covered.
Yeah. There's another piece that I can add to the values mix, and that is Christian values as well. We years ago when I was looking for a business partner, I made a list of all the things, and one of the things had to be a good Christian partner. And my previous partner to Bernie had been that, but he ran into some financial, marital problems. And fortunately, Bernie was in a position to just step in and take over, and things have just taken off since then. But Bernie is a solid Christian. He's also brought on his cousin, who is a solid Christian. So important. That's been important to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have values for sure, and I think that helps you when you're making decisions for sure. When you know that you have a values structure that you kind of have to adhere to, instead of just kind of doing different things, and you kind of always check those values like a mission statement. You just check those
right.
and say, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? And then if you check those values, then decisions become easier.
Yes, right on.
So, any advice to a younger you? If you could go back to that 20-year-old you, is there any advice? Start with Bernie. Looks like Bruce has got an answer there already.
I'm not sure, actually. I've thought about that a lot. And I wouldn't say that my first marriage was easy by any means. I had three excellent children from that. So no regrets. And I think that I talked earlier about what I've learned through my own personal growth. And when I look back, I think, you know what, I would not be the man I am today without those struggles that I face. So, I'm actually quite pleased where I am now. And
so just stay the course then.
I think life offers, I have a very optimistic attitude about life. Mm-hmm. I really believe that difficulties are what help us grow.
Right.
And how we choose to...
Failure's a great teacher.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only teacher, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't learn from being successful, really. So, yeah.
And Bruce? It looks like you got that smirk still, so you got something there.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking back to some things that happened early on. When I was in university, I remember being in this humanities tutorial. In a tutorial, there was maybe 10 people and the prof. And there would be a topic brought up, and the conversation would go around in a circle. And they'd come to me, and I'd smile and nod. And the prof said to me, Bruce, you've got a great smile. What is it that you're thinking? And my advice to my younger self would be, say what's on your mind. People can't read your smile. Yeah. That would be it.
Awesome. Cool. That's a great one. Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of quick fire here. And then anybody can jump in. It's kind of like almost like the, you know.
Oh, the lightning round.
The lightning round.
Lightning round.
You get points if you're first, I guess.
Great.
We'll see who wins.
Yeah.
Favorite place to dine in Kelowna?
Cactus Club.
My house.
Your house. You're the cook then, or is the wife
the
cook?
Well, we share. We share.
Yeah. Is it favorite? You got a favorite meal then? What's your favorite dish?
Oh, well, we're vegan, so... there's all kinds of different things that we've got all these different cookbooks. So just pulling out the cookbook and coming up with something new and different is always.
Is it always different then? I can never cook the same thing twice. It's always a variation.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I don't know how these people make recipes and I always add things.
Yeah. Improvise.
Try and be a little creative.
Have you tried Frankie's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love Frankie's. Yeah.
They're great. We've been there a few times. You can see them right there.
Well, they're close for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you like at Cactus Club? Like what makes you like that? The atmosphere, the food?
The atmosphere.
The French fries?
The food's good. It's really consistent. I'm kind of like a eat the same thing every time.
So what is that? What are you eating?
Oh, the teriyaki chicken rice bowl. No onions, no cilantro. Easy on the rice. Boom. That's me. Spicy.
Modern bowl, no tabbouleh. Vegan, what do they call it? Beyond Burger. I don't know. Did I just advertise for Beyond Meat?
You did, yeah.
Oh, darn. Yeah,
they're struggling a bit right now.
That's okay. They're being sued over something.
There's a Cologne. They're not a Cologne. I was going to say there's a Cologne one. There's a Canadian stock, though, that's doing some stuff. Burcon, that's doing some pea and canola proteins as well.
Oh, okay.
That's into that. I think, you know, like that's one of the sectors that people are starting to look at, you know, plant-based diets, climate change stocks, those kind of things are
I was shopping
kind of
yesterday, and on my shopping list was tofu. And my wife wanted me to get some medium firm and firm tofu, right?
So do you squeeze that, or how do you tell?
Well, no, they actually put that on the package. And I go to the section in Save on Foods where they keep this stuff, and they're completely out of stock. And what does that say? Everybody's buying tofu or something?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of the plant-based stuff is a big deal. It's a big movement. And I see it continuing to increase too, because plant-based diets and again, climate change stuff. That's all kind of like, if you look at, I do some stuff in the market too, and you can see it in the stock prices. Like if you look at, if you follow Beyond Meat, I mean, a thing went to the stratosphere and has pulled back a bit for some lawsuits and that, and they have a class action suit. But what's your favorite activity in Kelowna?
Mine's probably biking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that trail they put
in. The Mission
in
Trail? Or
through the both, actually, yeah.
The railroad trail there.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, there's too many things. I like the Kelowna Actors Studio. They put on some fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Go have
dinner. So you like the art stuff too, the music kind of?
Yeah.
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 Mayor for the day. If you could change a couple things.
Fix all the potholes.
Fix all the potholes. They had a song in Edmonton, a pothole here and a pothole there. That was Mayor Jan Reimer. I still remember that song. They had a jingle. I think you should do jingles for a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, good idea.
You should be the jingle guy.
Okay, all right.
We have done a couple.
Actually. Yeah, anything for you, Mayor for the day?
No, actually, I'm quite happy.
Yeah,
I think he's doing.
But you're the mayor, you're the mayor, not the guy.
I don't think I would do anything different. That's all.
There you go.
I'm happy.
So you're just gonna sit there for the day and just kind of look out the window.
Yeah,
we'll put all the potholes on your street.
I'll go find out what people think of the current mayor. You know, and just talk to them.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you think makes Kelowna great? Like, what's like, if you had to think, when you're talking to somebody and there's like, why you got to come to Kelowna? Like, what's the draw?
The lake, the Big White is close by. Then there's also farther up the valley is Silver Star. Golf, there's lots of industry, especially it's kind of like the Silicon Valley of the north a little bit.
It's got a Colorado vibe, like the Boulder, Colorado kind of thing, right?
Well, now that you look at the snow, yeah.
I just love the view. Having grown most of my younger years in Prince George, you know, you just can't see far.
Mm-hmm.
And having this wide open...
You get to look down the valley.
Yeah, the variables of the trees and the shrubs and the lake, and it's just... I thought I would get tired of it. I actually, before I moved here, I thought, it's beautiful. But, you know, after a few years, you wouldn't even notice. Well,
yeah. No. And this valley stretches all the way to California.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. We were down in
Sonora Desert.
Yeah, that's right.
We were down in Phoenix, Arizona. People asked us, where are you guys from? And we said, oh, the north end of the Sonoran Desert. They said, oh, Utah.
Sorry. No.
Favorite social channel? You guys are on social. You guys have a favorite?
For me, I think it's LinkedIn.
Yeah.
For me, Facebook, because I'm the 12th out of 13 kids. My mom has 53 grandkids and 110 great grandkids, and she's over 10 great great grandkids now.
That's
she's
quite
91.
The stat. Holy cow.
She's on Facebook. They're all on Facebook, and that's just how I stay.
That's
most
impressive.
Of them, none of them live here in Kelowna. Yeah. So
okay. Yeah. So now I'm thinking of keeping connected to family Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think that you can use social for great stuff too, and you know, like some people use it for not so great, but there's so many opportunities out there. LinkedIn's a great one. I love Instagram. I kind of use a little bit of everything, but even on the TikTok.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've never tried that.
Yeah. It's a good time suck, that's for sure.
Okay.
Anything you want to share? Anything that you know, that I didn't cover off that you want to talk about? Shameless plug, anything?
Yeah, shameless plug for our Bruce and Bernie.
Bernie, that's a great
BruceandBernie.com.
Well,
check us out.
I think that's right. I think the shameless plug would be when we go and visit clients. Actually, when first time I went with Bernie to a client meeting after he had bought in, because he wanted to meet all the clients, he was very quiet. And I was presenting something to these clients, and they were just giving me the, like, what the heck's he talking about? And Bernie stepped up and he said, Bruce, let me try and explain this to these people. And he says, what to me sounds to be exactly what I said. And they're going, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We should do that. And I said to them, isn't that what I said? And they're going, no.
Not at all.
Seriously. No. Seriously. So ever since then, like, there'll be times when I'm getting the glazed look from people. And I'll just look at Bernie, or he'll say to me, Bruce, I think I'll take over now. And I'll go, okay. Because I know I'm not getting through.
Yeah.
And he just says, it sounds exactly the same thing to me.
He's the connector.
Yeah.
He's the connector. He's the communicator. So he speaks the language that they need to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so, that. I do that in meetings lots, because you'll hear two people that are kind of debating with each other, but they're saying the same thing. They're just not sure what they're saying. Do you know what I mean? They can't hear each other talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes that's all it is if you frame it differently. It's the same thing, but you just frame it differently, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I get it now.
Yeah, it took me quite a while to realize what I was doing. But over time, what I recognize is I listen a bit to people. It's good that there's two of us, because I have a chance to listen. And I learn their tone of voice, their inflections, and their choice of words. And I can quite quickly grab that and use it back on them. So I learn their style of communication very quickly and then use it as I interpret what Bruce is saying. And that just seems to
work. So you guys compliment each other very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And what happens?
You can't retire.
No, I can't retire. Also, we can't go to see clients without the other one being there. Because we've had situations where we've had to do that. And I show up and they're going like, where's Bernie? I said, what am I, chopped liver? Well, you know, pretty close. But
well, it's only getting half the deal.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
But we were at a client meeting the latter part of last year. And a client we've had, she's been with me for about 15 years or something, but we've developed this fabulous relationship. Her husband died about 15 years ago, and she had a bunch of stuff happen, and then we got her through all of that stuff, and we hadn't seen her for about a year, and we said, well, we'll take you out for dinner, and she shows up at the restaurant, takes her coat off, sits down, and she says, boy, am I glad I'm here to talk with you guys, and just proceeded to unload like all the crap that had happened to her the whole year prior, her sister having issues and her kids. And we didn't talk. I don't think we talked about anything financial.
So you guys develop relationships that go beyond that. So that's and that shows trust too when the client unloads like that. So that's great.
That's what she actually said to us. She said, when she was done, she said, I can't believe that I have financial advisors that I can talk to about all this stuff. Like, you guys are exceptional communicators and listeners. It's just amazing. So that was a good plug for us.
So we'll end with this. We'll end with this. And if Bernie, you describe Bruce in a couple sentences, you got something there?
Yeah, sure. I keep telling Bruce, and I've told him this since the reason I went into business with him was for his character. He's not perfect, you know, and he's not the same kind of communicator as me, but he's extremely smart, very good with numbers, a very good writer, and just a solid person. And I've been in business before and didn't have that, so I learned that was the most important
thing. So you got somebody you can trust.
Yeah, total trust. Yeah. I know he would never mess me over, or anybody for that matter.
He's got your back. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Bruce?
I have a story. You had to expect.
That's right.
when I first met Bernie, we were, Roxana and I were putting our lives together. We heard about this course. It was 10 weeks or something. It was at somebody's house, one night a week. And Bernie and his first wife also took the course. Bernie was trying to save his marriage, and Roxana and I were trying to build our marriage. And I could tell that his wife was not engaging at all. She was going through the motions for him. But I was very impressed at how consistent and persistent Bernie was at, like, this is my marriage. I want it to be successful. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And he did. And she decided that she didn't want to stay, but, you know, kudos to him for the work that he put in. And I see that in everything he does. He just commits himself. If he believes in something, he goes for it. And he's very, he's not in your face about it. Like, I get mad at him and I'll say something to him and he'll say, "Gee, Bruce, I'm sorry you feel that way."
That's kind of disarming.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, how do you argue with a guy like that? He's just really good at dealing with people.
Great communicator.
Yeah, he is.
Well, thank you, both of you, for sharing your road to now. And I hope the road ahead is just as great. And you got lots of time left to build that big road. So, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jim.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I'll end it with our bye now.
Bye now.
Stay calm. Be brave. Yeah.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs.
And we're out.
If you'd like to be part of this podcast, we'd love to share your story and your road to now.